Dear friends, good evening, and thank you for joining us once again this week for another Gnostic Lab for practical application. Tonight, we have a very interesting topic, and it is that of awakening the consciousness. There's certainly a lot of things that we can say about awakening the consciousness. However, it really does not matter how much we may speak about the subject. The fact is that until we decide to put these things into practice, all of these things that we share in these practices and these lectures is completely irrelevant, because as theory, it is a nice thing because it satisfies all of those desires of the intellect. Nevertheless, it is only in the practice where we can see the true effect that we can enjoy out of these things. Samael tells us in his book, The Revolution of the Dialectic, that it is the intuitive action what leads us by the hand towards the awakening of the consciousness. And even though this is just a single one-line statement in his book, the fact is that if we were to allow ourselves, we could perhaps dedicate an hour of a lecture just behind that statement, because he is speaking about the element of intuitive action. And intuition is nevertheless a faculty of the heart. Intuition is that ability to understand the significance of a thing. That thing can be an event, a circumstance, a cause, perhaps a thing itself. But intuition allows us to understand the significance of a thing without the need to reason. We can comprehend the significance of something, a symbol, a tragic event in our lives, a happy, joyful event in our lives, all without having to question things, without having to be comparing things, without having to make use of the intellect. So for us to be able to awaken intuitive action, we certainly need to make an effort to defeat the mind. Somehow, we have to be able to stop the constant comparisons and the constant projections, as well as the nonstop thinking process that we are always experiencing in the mind. Samael tells us, and please listen to this, if we are eating, having dinner, and we are thinking about our businesses, it is clear that we are daydreaming. If we are driving a vehicle and we are thinking about our significant other, well, then it's logic that we are not awakened. We are dreaming. If we are working and we are remembering our friends, our relatives, whoever, then it is clear that what we are doing is daydreaming. So we have to make an effort to stop dreaming in our internal planes. When we stop dreaming in the physical plane, we awaken here and now. And those habits and those good activities, those good positive values that we allow to manifest here in this physical plane, when we create habits of and with them, then we carry those into the internal realms of consciousness. So when Samael is telling us we must practice our ki of SOL, and we must learn to split our attention between the subject, the object, and the location, when we do that here in the physical plane, we create a habit that we carry into the internal planes of consciousness. And when that happens, we repeat the exercise. But what happens if we are not splitting our attention in three, and if we are daydreaming throughout the day? Then our mind will continue making its projections. We will continue making nonstop comparisons. We will always continue to question things like why, and why me, and why this thing, and why this now, etc., etc. And as we do that here, well, we evidently bring all of those bad habits into the internal plates. And then, just as much as we are sleeping here, we will then continue to sleep. But there. So you can see, how is it that this is important? So how is it that we can then bring a dominion over the mind. What is it that we have to do so that we can guide our mind, tame it, to the point that it becomes quiet, that it stops projecting and becomes a receptive instrument? Well, that is only possible when we can dominate the ego. But how do we do that? We need to quiet the mind. To do that, we have to dominate the ego. And to dominate the ego, we cannot dominate the ego with the mind. You see how this would become very useless and very much an exercise in futility? If we need to calm the mind because we need to dominate the ego, we cannot use the mind to dominate the ego. Certainly not, because the mind is an instrument of the ego itself. So we must appeal to the power, to a power that is superior to the mind. That power is the power of our Divine Mother Kundalini. When we observe our defects without fighting them, without justifying them, without feeling shameful for them, when we can observe our defects and we can comprehend them, when we can see how they work, when we can see how they replace one another, when we can see what external circumstances invite some egos to come out, when we can see what internal conditions invite some egos to assume ownership of the human machine, you see, when we can understand the transactions and the structure of the ego, it is then that we are empowered enough to invoke of that superior power that is the power of our Divine Mother Kundalini. And when we do that, we start dissolving the ego. We start eliminating those psychological aggregates. As we eliminate them, they start becoming weaker. As they become weaker, our consciousness can exercise a superior influence over those egos. And as that happens, then we can start dominating the mind. It is then that we can start commanding the mind, that we can start bringing it into a level of tranquility that would ultimately give us the opportunity to experience the illuminating void. But how can we awaken the consciousness if we do not eliminate the ego? Well, dear friends, it is only through that mystical death that we can experience that which is known. The awakening of the consciousness is only possible with the awakening of the ego. It is not possible to awaken the consciousness if we have not eliminated our defects first. Those who try to awaken their consciousness first to then eliminate the ego, then those have no real experience of what they claim. They have no real experience of how they think that these things work, you see? They are definitely walking down a path of mistakes. We can only awaken the consciousness when we have eliminated the ego. And again, it is not possible to awaken the consciousness until the ego has died. So, that means that our exercise today becomes a very simple exercise. We are going to relax our physicality. And as we do that, we will start a retrospective exercise. That means that we will go in reverse from this present moment backwards into our day. We will make our very best effort to revisit everything that we said, everything that we did, everywhere that we went today. This exercise will give you two major results. The result number one is that the quality of your retrospection will give you an indication on the level of awakening of your consciousness. If it becomes very difficult and very challenging for you to maintain the focus in the exercise, then you can take that as your current baseline and you will know how much work you have to do. If, as you're doing this exercise, it becomes difficult for you to remember and you find yourself bouncing between events, then that is an indication that there is still significant work to be done. So that is the first major outcome. The second one is that as you understand what your current outcome is, as you continue doing the exercise, you will start becoming capable of seeing your own progress. Now, this is a progress that must not be celebrated, but that it must be seen with gratitude and gratefulness. And friends, there is yet a third result that comes from the exercise of retrospection. It is that as you go back during the day, you can see all those moments in which you found yourself making mistakes. All those moments where you saw that you were doing things that you shouldn't have done. And all those moments where you found out that there were things that you should have done, but you didn't. And as we see that, we can then start seeing what is the ego that existed behind that. When you see that, stop your retrospective exercise. And as you stop it, make sure that you observe how is it that that defect was affecting your thinking. Make an effort and see how is it that that specific defect was affecting your emotions. Make an effort and see how is it that that defect was affecting your habits. How is it that it was draining you of your energy and your creative power? And friends, as you see that, you will gain a level of understanding of that defect that you have not had before. And at that moment, invoke of your Divine Mother. Ask of her to make use of your creative powers and to take that defect and to destroy it. Ask of her to turn it into cosmic dust. And at first, if you are very watchful, you will notice that there is even a sensation of a weight that is lifted off your shoulders. But eventually that sensation will go away. Those are initial sensations that are shared with you so that you can start developing certainty on the work and thus that you can develop the faculty of faith. So let's go ahead and make ourselves ready for this exercise. We would invite you to just rest your feet flat on the floor. We would encourage you to remain sitting down for this exercise. If you happen to have a towel or a dark shirt in front of you, please throw it over your computer screen so that the blue light of the screen does not become a distraction. And in that very comfortable posture, let's go ahead and take a deep breath in one. Hold it. Two. Again, one. Two. One. Two. And let's make ourselves conscious of what is our current emotional state. It is likely that some of us got to this practice today feeling joyful. Maybe we just walked out of a very joyful moment. Maybe we just saw a joke in social media that uplifted our spirits and we are feeling okay. And that's good. As long as we are aware of our current emotional state. Some other people may feel perhaps a little indifferent. Others may be just content. And perhaps there may be some of you who feel a little bored. Some of you feel perhaps frustrated, maybe resentful, maybe with a little anger. That is okay as well, as long as we make an effort to become conscious of our emotional state. Below anger, there are so many other emotions. There may be fear, just as there may be terror. There may be a sensation of desperation, worries, preoccupations, perhaps emotional numbness, maybe depression. And that is okay as well, but only as long as we become aware of our emotional state. And we must become aware of it, because the thoughts and the sentiments that we are experiencing, they are associated to each other. So if you're feeling resentful, it is likely that many of your thoughts would be of impatience and intolerance and of anger. If you are feeling overly joyful, it is likely that many of your thoughts would be of distractions, of jokes, and of mocking. If you feel depressed, it is likely that many of your thoughts would be way beyond indifference, and that many things may come across as a threat. And there are psychological aggregates behind those things. So as we have made ourselves aware of our current emotional state, we take another deep breath in, one, two. One, two. One, two. And together we can say, Divine Father, Father of mine, you who are my true being, you who are my eternal God, we ask of you and we beg of you with our soul and our heart that you guide us through this exercise of retrospection. We ask that you awaken in us the faculty of intuition, so that we may see the significance of things without having to reason. That you awaken in us the faculty of inspiration, so that we may understand the reason of things without having to analyze them. And we ask of you that you give us the faculty of imagination, because through objective imagination is that we can see beyond the appearance of things to see the thing itself. Now let's relax our body by making use of the practice of the gnomes, and sitting in this comfortable posture with our spine vertical, our hands on our thighs, and our feet flat on the floor, let's imagine that our body is populated by an infinite amount of little gnomes. and allow these gnomes to walk out your feet, one by one. And as they do, we immediately start feeling a sensation of relaxation that goes from our feet into our heels, our ankles, our calves, all the way up to our knees. And we enjoy this sensation without fascinating with it. And continuing to observe these little gnomes walking out our feet, we start feeling that relaxation extending into our thighs, our glutes, our creative organs. And before long, we start feeling this very deep and profound relaxation inundating our legs. And we experience this new sensation without identifying with it, but only with gratitude and thankfulness. We continue observing these little gnomes walking out the soles of our feet. And we immediately feel that relaxation extending into our abdominal cavity. And we relax our intestines. And we let go of any tensions or any preoccupations. We let go of any of those so-called blockages of energy. We do that just to allow all of our internal organs to relax. And we relax our spleen, that is the foundation of our vital body. We relax our liver, which is the foundation of our astral body. We relax our stomach, which is that instrument that processes and extracts nourishment from all of the food that we eat. We relax our pancreas. And as we do this, we bring relaxation into our emotional brain, because our emotional brain is located within our solar plexus, right there. It's part of our abdominal cavity. And we continue breathing in and out through our nose. Every time making an effort for that breath to flow effortlessly, silently. And with every exhalation, we allow our internal organs to relax more and more. And we experience this relaxation with gratefulness. And we are thankful for it. And yet we do not identify with it. We continue observing these little gnomes walking out the soles of our feet. And we bring that relaxation into our lungs, our heart, all the way up to our shoulders, and from there we allow this relaxation to cascade into our elbows, our forearms and our wrists, our hands, and out of our fingers. And we continue to breathe effortlessly, allowing that breath of life in through our nose, out through our nose. And we relax our jaw, our tongue, our lips, the muscles of our face, our eyes, our eyelids, the muscles in our forehead, and we relax our scalp all the way up to the crown of our head. And we enjoy of this relaxation in gratitude and gratefulness, knowing that this is what should be our normal state. It is at this level of relaxation where we should be, whether we are happy or sad, whether we are reading a book, or sitting down on a rock, just enjoying the view of a lake or the trees. And with this level of relaxation, we start our exercise in retrospection. And we start now. Remember that we are going backwards in our day, revisiting everything that we did, everything that we said, everything that we heard, everywhere we went. If it becomes difficult for you to remember the events of your day, we can chant together the mantra, Raum Gaum, because this mantra helps us remember. It is like dynamite, this, for the miner. This is equivalent to the dynamite that we must use within the subconsciousness so that we can liberate those images. And we continue with our retrospection.
As you identify those instances in your day, those moments that were perhaps a bit challenging, find what was your emotional state at that moment. Make an effort and see what types of thoughts were you experiencing at that time. Observe how that defect was also affecting your emotions, and see how is it that those reactions impacted your emotional state. And then observe how that defect, how it affected your emotions, how it affected your habits. Did you find yourself walking aimlessly? Maybe you felt like throwing things. Maybe you just sat down and allowed your forehead to rest on top of the table. Just see, how were your habits affected? And understanding what was your emotional state, how this defect affected your thinking, your emotions, and your habits. Now you have a better idea, a better understanding of what psychological aggregate was that. Maybe it was a psychological aggregate of pride that was affected, that felt injured. Maybe it was pride that felt injured, followed by defects of anger and resentment. Perhaps there were psychological aggregates of laziness that got affected, because maybe somebody asked you to do something, and because of that, thinking that it was unfair, you felt resentment, which is anger following laziness. So observe those transactions. But even if you see more than one defect, just pick one and stick to that one. And understanding how it affected your mind, your emotional center, and your motor, sexual, and instinctive center, we say, Divine Mother, we ask of you and we beg of you with our soul and our heart. We ask for your powerful help and assistance so that you may take this defect that you know what it is, and that you can destroy the psychological aggregate, and that you can turn it into cosmic dust. We ask of this with infinite love and in your holy name. So be it. And allow yourself to see with your objective imagination, how is it that your Divine Mother slowly eliminates that defect? And as that happens, that little aspect that we comprehended today, with its elimination, there is a fraction, a little particle of your consciousness that comes back into the temple of your heart. And we say, Divine Mother, we give you infinite thanks for the help that you give us. And Divine Father, we give you infinite thanks for your powerful assistance. May all of these things materialize according to the will of the great law. Amen. 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 And we slowly wiggle our toes and our fingers. And we open our eyes. So, dear friends, this has been just a brief application of the exercise of retrospection. When you do this, feel free to do this before you go to bed at night and allow yourself to drift off. Even if you do, that is okay. Just keep next to you your dream journal so that the following morning you can write down all of the details that you can remember out of the exercise of your dream, because that will be an exercise in retrospection as well. The more we do this while awake, the more strong is the habit that we start repeating once we are in our internal world. And remember, there is no awakening of the consciousness until there is the elimination of our defects. So, dear friends, this has been our Gnostic Lab and practical application on the topic of awakening the consciousness. Thank you so much for joining us this evening, and may all beings be happy.